From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Cold weather settling in over parts of the central and northeastern U.S. It's prompted officials in New York to advise people to stay indoors. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Oravec.
We have low temperatures this morning, anywhere from 25 to 35 degrees below zero.
The weather could be a factor in today's NFL Conference Championship games to be played in Pittsburgh and Chicago. Republicans in New Hampshire have elected a new party chairman. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports on his Tea Party roots.
Jack Kimble ran for governor last year as a Republican, but made his name speaking at Tea Party rallies. His outsider appeal edged out the establishment backing of longtime GOP activist Juliana Bergeron. After the votes were counted, Kimball stressed he was more than just a Tea Partier.
I want you to understand I am a Republican, a conservative Republican who happens to have come out of the Tea Parties, but you will find those Reagan values in this guy. Okay, and we're going to move forward and change this state.
Kimball's critics argue his election will drive moderate and independent voters away from the party, but Kimball told delegates he can build a bridge to a new generation of activists. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
An Israeli commission is weighing in on last year's deadly raid on a flotilla bound for Gaza. In a nearly 300-page report released today, the government-appointed inquiry commission says the actions of Israeli troops were legal. The commission is headed by a retired Supreme Court justice and was made up of five other Israelis and two international observers. The raid in international waters last May ended with nine activists killed. It drew heavy international condemnation and prompted Israel to ease its blockade of Gaza. A Gaza-based group linked to Al-Qaeda is being blamed for the deadly New Year's Day attack on a Christian church in Egypt. Egypt's interior minister says he has conclusive evidence that a group called the Army of Islam was involved. The bombing killed at least 21 Christians and wounded 100 others. Negotiations are continuing in Afghanistan over the inauguration of the parliament, which was elected 4 months ago. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that a deal to open parliament on Wednesday may hold.
Despite widespread fraud in September's election, Afghanistan's electoral bodies, as well as the international community, eventually endorsed the results. But President Hamid Karzai put off inaugurating the parliament, creating a special tribunal to examine the results and threatening indefinite delay. The MPs-elect had threatened to open the parliament themselves today without Karzai's approval, but a deal is in the works to seat the parliament on Wednesday. Still, unsuccessful candidates say the results are illegitimate and will especially disenfranchise Pashtuns, who already make up the bulk of the insurgency. President Karzai, himself a Pashtun, has insisted that criminal investigations linked to the election will continue after the parliament finally sits. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
And you're listening to NPR News. This weekend marks the 38th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion, known as Roe v. Wade. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that people on both sides have not backed away from their efforts to preserve abortion or try to make the procedures illegal.
Tens of thousands of people are traveling to Washington, D.C., and thousands are participating in events at state capitals. Those who oppose abortion continue to pass state laws, including efforts to limit abortions later in pregnancy. One law passed in Nebraska bans abortions after 20 weeks based on the theory that fetuses can feel pain. Other states require women receiving abortions to have an ultrasound and someone to force women to hear a description of the fetus. Abortion rights activists say they're fighting to protect women's legal right to abortion and their right to privacy in making medical decisions. Some have called on the Justice Department to launch a broader federal investigation into what they say is harassment of doctors and staff at clinics across the country. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
The NFL Conference Championship games are scheduled today. The Pittsburgh Steelers will host the New York Jets in the AFC, and the Green Bay Packers visit the Chicago Bears in the NFC. Chicago and Green Bay are longtime rivals, and Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is looking forward to playing for the NFC title at Soldier Field.
I think it takes the rivalry to the next level. You know, it's great that so much history, the longest running rivalry in the National Football League. To have one of us, the winner of this game, go to the Super Bowl is pretty special.
The Packers and the Bears have played each other more than 180 times, but only once in the playoffs. That was a week after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. The Bears won that game. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News, from Washington.
Support.